Mini Smart Switch, native module firmware for working without a cloud, via MQTT service. In the application from Tuya, it looks like this. The case is assembled on four latches. It is opened with a mediator, or a plastic card, or nails. We start from the slot from the corner with contacts. Inside is a quite decent 16-amp relay, and an unknown module, a la Tuya. The module has a chip from Belon BL2028N. Not enough information. For example, we will flash it as a BK7231N chip. To read data and firmware, it is enough to connect an external power supply 3.3V and UART. All pins are accessible without desoldering the module. Thanks to the developers, you cannot look for anything, everything is signed on the board. We need 3.3V, ground, RX1, TX1. TPCS is obviously not a select chip, but CEN, reset. See photo from the front, but we don't need it. It is better to flash according to the instructions from. You need Python installed and flasher archiver. But for starters, it is useful to save the current firmware. Switches, -R, -unprotect, -start address, -length, 200,000. -baud rate, 115,000 if your port can't spare. The method of reading firmware is connected to the port. We start the flash driver for reading, writing, and we supply power to the chip. If everything starts up, the flash driver will begin to cheerfully draw different numbers on the screen. If it doesn't start, repeat. If you get a 2 MB file at the output, you have a backup of poppies, calibrations, and firmware from the manufacturer. You can always roll back. On the project page, take the latest release. We need BK7231N UART flash. We flash. At the end of the firmware, the chip will reboot, and an open access point will rise. We connect, open the address 192.168.4.1 in the browser. We set up a connection to Wi-Fi, MQTT, and set the chip pin settings. We send discovery and get in HAFA, Russian version.